Hi, everybody. Welcome back. I just want to let you know that we're going to keep it going with our exclusive player interviews after each episode. After this episode, stick around for an interview with Alex, who plays Yarvin. Alex doesn't have any social media accounts, but if you want to leave him a note, you can say hi on Twitter at Dads and Dragons or Instagram at Dads and Dragons. Thanks, and let's get right into it.
Mental notes of everything.
All right, Jack, give me your... I'm not getting anything from you.
Jack, is your mic off?
Well, is that a bad
no.
thing?
No.
See, it's on, Alex. You want to check it?
Okay, Scotty's coming in loud and clear. Check, even check, BJ's check, coming in loud
turn
and clear.
Back on, Jack. Jack, go.
For once.
It was not on, Jack.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, Alex, you ready?
Yarp.
Did you do the mash?
You did the monster mash.
I mashed a guy.
In the
then
head.
He got mooshed.
He was a small fry.
Smooshed.
No, he was a small guy.
He was a small fry.
Small
maybe
fry.
Vader someday later.
I was walking in the
okay.
street late one night.
Let's start with our introduction.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome. Where are we
just why are you back here again?
Welcome to Dads and Dragons. I'm Ryan, your DM. To my left, we have...
BJ playing Zophius. And to my left...
I'm Alex playing Yarvin. And to my left...
I'm Jack playing Skylar. To my left...
I'm Scott playing Turlin.
Welcome back,
my
everybody. Unfortunately, we don't have the stereo sound effects. You could go from one ear to the other there.
Darn it.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Dang.
it's just mono. Okay, we're gonna discuss the difference between stereo and mono later on.
Movie theaters
all around you.
This is cereal
sound
and
sound.
It's not surround. It's not, sound.
It's not.
There's no surround anywhere.
This is how we start off with every time, trying to figure out what happens okay. with the mics.
We're never in the same order.
Yeah, no worries. We've just spent the last 30 minutes trying to figure out the microphones, but we're back.
I blame
we're
Jack.
Ready to go.
Surround sound.
Okay.
Well, like 10 minutes of it was my fault. Only 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Surround.
He's on the same track as you.
You sure about that?
You sure you don't have four ears to listen to four people?
I'm positive.
Plus there's five people.
He doesn't have to listen to himself.
Okay.
No.
All right.
That was the real
we're
fun.
Ready to go.
See you tomorrow. Bye. Yep. See you next time. Bye.
Or like in 20 minutes. I don't know.
All right. So last time we went through the events of the War of the Spark, where everyone got to participate in some background events that were going on, some highlights from last week. We met with Flippleflip.
Flippleflip!
And that was a lot of fun.
Flippleflip.
We got to save some citizens. We got to beat up an Orzhov, a greedy Orzhov tax collector.
And last but not least,
there's
we...
no gold missing from that quote.
And last but not least,
and,
we had t-shirts.
There were many t-shirts.
There were many
around.
T-shirts.
Our t-shirts in existence.
At the end of the fight, Nicol Bolas was destroyed, and Niv-Mizzet... became the Living Guild Pact. And he actually met you when you guys found the spear. When you guys found Fibblethip with the spear. And helped Fibblethip to get it closer to the combat. You found Niv-Mizzet, who appreciated your help and even let Zophius come along.
Well, he didn't.
Yeah, Zophius climbed on.
Yeah, Zophius climbed on.
He couldn't stop me.
But that doesn't mean he let you.
He did it willingly.
He didn't kick him off.
Yeah, he didn't dispose of
fucking
me.
Bronco him. Yeah. I think there was more pressing matters at hand.
That's true.
Get this stupid goblin.
But he appreciated what you guys did and, in fact, invited you to come by the next day to the office of the Guild Pact.
We're here and we're special.
So actually, we're going to start with the events that evening after Zophius arrives back to his barracks.
Very interesting.
And goes to bed and has a very strange dream.
I was hoping I got a spark.
Just poof.
Not yet. Okay. Zophius, you open your eyes in your dream and you find yourself in a large hall, dark, and there's pillars that go up to the ceiling, but you can't see the ceiling. You can just see these ornate pillars everywhere. There are a few torches that burn with blue flames, and you can see that the pillars go on as far as you can see to the left and as far as you can see to the right. And up ahead of you is an archway. And inside the archway stands a shadowed figure. And as you get closer, you expect that you'd be able to see him better, but he stays completely in shadows the entire time.
That's nice.
How are you in my dream?
Oh, I'm always in your dreams.
You need to stop.
Always watching, weird. Always watching a Conde. Do you?
I don't
now,
choose.
Has Zophius had this dream before?
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Damn. In previous versions of this dream, though, you've never been able to approach this man. As you walk towards him, he always just stays just as far away. But this time, as you walk towards him, you actually get closer until you're standing probably about 10 feet away from him. When he finally raises up a hand and gestures at you to stop. Is there anything you'd like to say to him?
This is new.
He says, indeed it is. You have proven yourself to be quite the capable little goblin, haven't you? We've had our eye on you for quite some time. I sense that you would like to know more about us, just as we would like to know more about you. Is that true?
Yeah.
Very good.
It's a deal. I give him a high five. I leap 10 feet forward and give him a high five.
With the hand that was gesturing to stop. No.
He says, you pass through just shadow. And on the other side, you turn around and there's just a reflection of him. Just the same thing, but on the other side.
Oh, that's kind of creepy.
He says, we have a mission for you. We would like to gather more information about the changes in the guild leadership that are going on. If you can bring us back any information that might be of value to us, then we will reward you with more information about us. Do you understand?
What is the information of value?
It is up to you to decide what might be valuable or not. This is a test.
Yeah, I can do that.
Very good. I will visit you again soon. And then the dream fades to black and you wake up suddenly and
Yarvin
see that
and Skylar are there and just
Yarvin
from another dream.
Yarvin's standing next to him. I had this weird dream. You and this weird shadow guy were in.
And then I wake up from that dream.
So you wake up and even though it's warm outside, you feel a chill throughout over your skin. You've got goosebumps all over. All right, that morning, what do you guys do? Where did you decide to meet up at?
Carnival.
The Broken Stead.
The Rakdos Carnival?
Yes.
No. No.
I don't think he's up yet.
Carnival.
The Blood Festival hasn't started yet.
How about we meet at
a different carnival?
Gideon's funeral.
Carnival. It's an Azorius carnival. Everything's moving slow and like there's a bunch of gates everywhere.
Come on.
Each one leads to like a prison cell. That's how the
Darn
carnival
it.
Works.
They caught me.
How would they know?
Alright, so
we're not associated with them.
Where would you want to meet?
Broken Statue.
Okay. Meet up at the Broken Statue. That's near the plaza. That's one end of the plaza. Okay. In the plaza of the Guild Hall, the whole area is under reconstruction already. Workers are everywhere. The statue of Nicol Bolas is being chopped up into big pieces of rock and carted off. A statue of Gideon is being erected there already. They've got a big block of granite. You can see that they're carving pieces out of it, and it's starting to take shape, and you can tell that it's, plus all the, it's all Boros people working on it, so you can tell that it's a statue of Gideon in honor of his sacrifice.
I'd get there a little bit early and start helping on the statue.
There are Selesnian priests, Luxodons. Those are the big elephant characters.
Oh. What is Selesnia?
And Selesnias are green and white mana.
Oh, yeah.
And they're interested in nature. And what they're doing, they're trying to take parts of Vitukazi, the tree that came mm-hmm. alive.
Yeah.
Wrecked. And they're trying to put those, like, pieces of it back into planters to get it to regrow and start to grow again. And they're trying to figure out how to get the tree itself back to the Selesnian conclave.
that is a good idea.
Need some magic for that.
Yeah, just a little bit. You can see that they're picking some seeds out of it and like putting them into these magical planters and stuff. And their clerics are saying prayers over the seeds and casting magical spells on them and stuff. There are Simic biomancers who are studying pieces of zombies and the coating that was on them, the hard plasticky metally coating.
Are there any splinters of him like around still?
Souvenirs?
Possibly? Oh, of Vitukazi. Yeah,
snag up the splinter. Use it for a handle of a weapon, possibly sometime later.
Oh,
and I use it for a shift.
Turlins.
Just make a stealth check just to see if anybody notices you doing that.
Okay. Yeah, I got a three.
Oh, three.
Someone's noticing.
I'll steal one too. Don't worry.
Yeah, we all steal one.
Well,
we all steal one.
So you see a Luxodon priest notices you, and his eyebrows kind of go up a little bit. How do you react? Like, are you trying to like sneak it?
Notice him?
Yeah. Okay. He makes eye contact with you.
Don't worry, I got 16.
I'll just
smile and wave
to him, I guess, if he needs this.
Okay, so you're being kind of reverent with him. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
If you're being reverent with it, if you are respecting it, then and he can, let's do an insight check there. See if he
knows you're stealing.
Yeah, he doesn't know that. He doesn't notice that you're going to use it. Yeah, I rolled a one.
You rolled a one.
he like even more believes you.
Yeah. He doesn't think that you're going to do anything bad with it, and since you're being respectful with it, he puts his trunk on your head and gives you a little like blessing.
Cool. He recognizes that I was there to help the citizens before.
Yeah. Okay, he's also very naive.
He also doesn't know what he's talking about. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Then I'll put it in my bag.
He says to he says, "Young one, I see that you are appreciative of the things of nature, and you are welcome any time to come and visit us."
Excellent. I will. I'll come pay my respects.
Yarvin's in the back stealing a branch.
See, also there are Simic biomancers, like I said, studying the zombies. And some of them are even studying out dried out remains from some planeswalkers whose spark was harvested.
It's kind of creepy.
I wanted to steal that spark.
What was that tree's name again?
Vitukazi. Vitugazi.
Normal name. Very common around here.
I steal a stick and use it as a shiv.
Neat.
You already have a shiv.
Now I have two magic shivs.
One's just a stick.
Sticking with the pointy end. Stick.
They don't know.
Can
that.
I steal then, one?
I wouldn't. I don't think that they're gonna appreciate everybody just taking souvenirs.
Just as you walk past.
There are also Golgari insect animals, like giant centipedes and stuff, that are carrying off the many dead from the plaza, and they disappear down the streets and then down into the sewers later. And then there is a long line of people getting to where they've set up a pavilion close by the where the old guild hall, the guild hall was. So, and in the pavilion, you can see there are a lot of clerks and people taking notes and writing things down, and people are kind of waiting their turn. And then behind the pavilion, Niv-Mizzet is sitting up on a pile of rubble and then kind of holding audience there as people come up and talk to him and speak to him. and it's a little farther back that you can't hear what he's saying to everybody, of course, but you can see that there's this line of people that is probably, it goes all the way down the plaza.
Space Mountain.
Think Disneyland style lines here.
Oh, jeez.
I hope Niv-Mizzet kill Nicol Bolas. Let me go first.
Yeah.
Well, you were riding on him. You didn't help much.
Looks like there are like more people, what is Niv-Mizzet expecting us today?
Well, he did invite you.
Okay.
Let's wait in the line just to be polite.
No.
I probably would agree with that, but at the same time, he might just be like, okay, go wait over here until I'm done anyways. So we might as well just wait in line.
Did he say a certain time or where he wants us to meet?
At the guild hall.
He just said to come to the guild hall in the morning.
So yeah, wait in line.
Yeah.
Be the kind people.
Okay.
We wait in line.
Not cause a disturbance.
All right, you wait in line for about an hour, and you feel like you've moved about 20 feet.
Yes.
Even better than Disneyland.
Yes.
It's actually moving.
We're making excellent time here.
Yeah. Oh, man, what ride rates for us now?
West ride.
Centipede ride to the sewers.
Centipede sewer ride.
I would love that, just riding around on a centipede.
Indiana Jones and the centipede sewer ride.
Yeah.
Skylar, play dead.
Yeah, so this guy's a terrible actor.
You can see, though, that the clerks up ahead, you see a lot of people leaving. The clerks up ahead are turning people away left and right, and they'll get up there and they'll try and talk to a clerk, and they may or may not get past, but maybe 1 in 10 or even fewer, 1 in 20 go on to wait in another line to talk to Niv.
We can take him.
We should have gone in the solo lane, like the solo ride.
Single ride lane.
Hey, me and my group, give them a second. They have to go through the single line again.
So
we have to wait like 5 minutes apart from each other.
You wait another hour, and you get
40 feet this time.
Half again as close. Another hour passes, and you get right up to the front of the line finally. And at the front of the line, you can see somebody ahead of you who is arguing with one of the clerics.
It's
a young dwarf dressed in barbarian-style clothing. And you can hear the clerk that she's talking to says, "No, you cannot go through. We don't deal with internal guild problems. Please, now, just go away. You're holding up the line." And Turvin, you recognize her as your cousin. What's your cousin's name?
I can't remember.
Just Turvin goes
I don't think
behind
you gave her a name. You get to name her.
Cousin?
Okay.
Rachel.
Rachel.
Karen.
Karen or Sharon?
Marin.
I don't know. I'm not good with names on the fly.
Oh, no.
It's Marin of
Plain Nelson. Do I need a random generator?
Hold on. I got it.
Okay.
Turlina.
Acrobatics. Initiative.
Turlinia.
Turlina.
Charisma.
Torlin. Tarlin.
Passive wisdom.
Tyrolin. Ireland.
Irelinda.
Fifaline.
Fifaline.
It's very misleading
how
big of a brawler she is. F I F I L I N E.
I was hoping there'd be like a random PH just
I don't know.
F I P H.
Great, now I have to say Fifaline for the rest of the podcast.
This is yes.
Fifaline then.
Okay.
Silly crazy head.
So she is just arguing with this clerk, though, just letting him have it. Like, "You don't understand. You have to let me see him. Somebody has to do something. I can't go back." And she, every now and then, she looks over her shoulder, and then she finally spots you in the line, about 20 people back or so.
Do you hide away, acting like you don't know her?
No, I'll push forward to see what the problem is.
Okay.
Ain't no cutting in line.
The clerk.
We follow behind you. Like, quietly.
I don't think the Minotaur can quietly follow by.
The clerk is a skinny elf.
We can do this.
And is very intimidated by Fifaline, who's just getting in his face.
Okay.
But when he sees you, do you all go up there?
Sure.
Why not?
When he sees you in your Boros uniforms come up, he says, "Oh, thank goodness. Please, will you escort this one away?"
I don't think we can.
Oh, yeah, two of you guys are Boros.
Just takes her.
I don't think I can lift her up. And I don't think.
Just grabs her.
I'll inquire first what the.
What is the problem?
Yeah, what's the problem? What's the problem, Fifaline? What is the problem?
I say basically the same thing at the same time, but excluding Fifaline.
Okay, good job.
What's the problem, dwarven girl?
Dwarven girl!
What's the problem here?
So she turns around and sees you and says, "Turvin, thank goodness you're here." And the clerk takes that opportunity to like slide over to the side and like gesture for somebody else to come forward.
Okay.
So she's stuck with you guys now.
Oh gosh. I knew we should
catapult. Go.
I still can only do 5 pounds.
She says, "Thank goodness you're here. The Gruul clans are in terrible danger."
What's happening?
Yarvin perks up.
What'd you say?
Now, do you know...
Nice voice.
She's in the same clan as you, the Burning Tree clan.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
Good to know.
So, she...
My enemy.
My rival.
I don't remember if you have...
Your rival is now Fifthly.
I don't think that you have her as a contact, necessarily, in your things, do you?
Like, it'd be funny if your rival was now Fifaline.
You are now my rival. My rival is a cousin.
Was it a niece? I thought it was a cousin. Oh, niece. I wrote that down wrong.
Say cousin now.
Just
say cousin.
Don't worry. Yeah, we can change it to cousin.
No, niece is fine.
No, it's
cousin.
Now we have to go through that entire part over again.
Rewind.
You see your niece.
What'd you say?
See your knees.
Uncle Turvin.
That's a good point. Now she can call you Uncle Turvin the whole time.
Uncle Turvin, what do you want?
It's Turlin.
Sorry, Turvin. Oh,
did I say Turvin?
Yeah, you said Turvin.
It's like a nickname.
Turvin.
Turvin.
Turvin. Turvin.
Oh my gosh.
We'll just nudge you occasionally whenever you do something.
Turvin. Except I can't nudge.
Because it's Yarvin and Zophius and Turlin and Skylar.
Skylar with an L.
Skylar and Turlin with L's.
What do you mean?
Yarvin and Zophius with L's.
How else would you spell Skylar?
Okay.
Sky
Market.
Yarvin with an R.
All right. Uncle Turlin. It's so good to see you.
Nudge.
Turvin. Uncle Turlin, you've got to help us. Gruul clan is in terrible danger. There is a ogre by the name of Rogar who's been challenging his ways up. Now that the old guildmaster is dead, Borborygmos has taken over again. But Rogar wants to lead the clans. But I'm afraid that he's cheating his way through the trials.
How so?
What's a trial?
He's cheating through the trials? Finish him.
Yarvin will speak in.
Yes, fill us in on this.
What's a trial?
What's a trial?
A trial is when you
certain things reason.
It's all our wrestling contests.
Yes. It's when you fight people or you fight boars.
Yeah, great.
Animals. People like stuff like that.
Yeah, perfect.
To challenge the guildmaster.
Yes.
I think it'd be really funny if it was arm wrestles.
It's all. You are like in tune with the Gruul. That's very good.
Excellent.
That's exactly right.
It's one with the Gruul.
Okay.
Did you just make all that up?
I'm just a big fan of I have this like
he's
shirt
a gladiator.
Like football.
Like you've got a jersey.
Stop getting shirts. Stop.
I'm already wearing the jersey.
Well, how do you suspect he's cheating?
I've been watching him as he goes through and faces his opponents. And in the last few fights, I've seen a splash of, I think, blue magic. I think he's been using something to help him to...
Can they do that?
I'm sure they can.
To get through the trials.
Are they not allowed to use magic?
No. It's forbidden.
Since when? You can't make the rules.
I've used magic in Gruul trial.
What?
Is there no one on your that you know of the council that can help you within your guild?
I was going to.
I have a sister.
That's true. I have a sister.
I have a sister.
I also have a sister.
I don't. I have a brother.
All right. Remember when we're doing story stuff, not to just interrupt all the time.
Oh, yeah.
But that's good. Like, if you're doing it in character, then great.
Yeah, I did make monster stuff.
That's fine. If you're doing it in character, that's just great. I love it.
Hey, I have a sister, too.
But if we're in the middle of story stuff, then let's do the story stuff.
Okay.
That's more for the two chiming in over here. Okay. What was the last question? Oh, why am I... Okay. She says that I went to someone, but Rogar found out and he sent people after me. I'm afraid to go back up to the rubble belt because they've been waiting for me and I think following me.
Do you have any description of these followers?
His thugs that follow him. He's got a mean-looking half-ogre who has a boar that he carries around, that he brings around on the leash, and several anarchs who are, these are like goblin, punk goblin.
Okay. I can take them.
Think of goblins with mohawks.
Okay.
I can still take them.
I'm going to do a quick look around, scan.
Yeah.
Perception.
I got a 5. I don't see anyone.
you just keep staring.
I don't notice anyone
just
out of
just keep staring at Yarvin.
Yeah, I don't see anyone around here.
You don't see any mohawk goblins around.
I don't notice.
That's anyone. All you could remember, okay. Just mohawk goblins, mohawk goblins.
Okay, well, let us speak with... Is it Nezmizzet?
Niv-Mizzet.
Niv-Mizzet.
I'm a fan.
Okay.
I'm more of a fan.
Let us speak with Niv-Mizzet, and then we'll see what we can do to help you out with this predicament.
Okay. All right.
Come along with us.
Oh, good.
Come along.
So you lead her up to the tent again, and the clerks are still sitting there, but there's a lot of people that are watching you kind of pass them in line. They're kind of giving you a little...
Death glare.
I was going to say a little stink eye, but death glare works too.
Catapult a rock behind you right at them.
Like right above them. Like whiz over there.
No, it has to hit them.
It does 3d8
damage. Zophius is just like...
The clerk that she was talking to before sees you guys approaching and is like, no, I told you, we don't deal with intra-guild activities.
That's fine. We're not... We're dealing with that later. We don't care. We're here to see Niv-Mizzet. Niv-Mizzet.
Yeah, you got it.
Niv-Mizzet is much too busy for the likes of you.
Punch him in the nose.
Oh, okay. Ask him. Then you can go tell him that you turned away the city's saviors.
Tell him the goblin that rode him is here.
We just found a spear.
I got a 16.
You're going to intimidate him?
Yeah.
All right.
I got an 18. Check.
You cow him a little bit. He looks over his shoulder, back at, like, I don't know.
Can we see Niv-Mizzet? Can we wave at him?
And he pauses for a minute. You've got for a second. You've got a little weakening in his red voice. His red tape.
I said armor. Go. Got a 19. That
oh time. Gosh.
I said go. Two.
Uh-oh. Catapult a pencil right by his ear. And it just like embeds itself in the wall.
It goes
he goes scurrying back towards the next group of people that are waiting to see Niv. Okay. And he speaks to somebody up there, another clerk or something, and gestures back at you a little frantically. The clerk that he talks to...
Is it the one? Is it the one we beat up?
No. Oh
no! No,
the fridge cat.
That was a Orzhov. Okay. The only other person that you've met from the office of the Guild Pact is Nauseous. Do you remember him? He's the one that hired you in the first place.
Oh yeah,
oh, yeah.
That guy. The guy it's been that a we while. Think is Cranko.
What was his name?
The guy working with Cranko.
Supposedly.
We don't.
Probably.
We can hear him talking.
Yeah, he said it.
We're always listening.
Always listening.
So he gestures, and this other clerk kind of resigned at, like, he hates being there, you can see.
Let's use that to his advantage.
He walks up over and whispers something to Niv-Mizzet. Niv-Mizzet's head comes down, and he kind of whispers to him. Okay. And Niv whispers back, and then the clerk comes back and whispers back to the other guy. And this elf clerk comes back to you and says, Niv says that he will see you tonight.
Oh, darn it. Okay. Where? When?
Why?
He says, he says, please to come back later and accept his apologies, but he is much, much too busy today.
But we're going to see him later today.
Hey, tonight when the line for Disneyland has gone down.
When the line's gone. Do you have a fast pass?
Yeah. When the entire Disney line is closed.
All right, we'll be back.
Maybe. I'll just sit
in an Arnold Schwarzenegger voice.
I'll be back.
Get in the chopper.
So,
yes.
Fifflin and all of you walk back towards the middle of the plaza, and she is just very dejected and doesn't know what she's going to do now. She says, tonight would be too late.
Is there another trial today?
If he's able to challenge Borborygmos then and defeats him, then he will be leading the clans. And we can't have a cheater.
Mm-hmm. How far away is he, approximately?
He's all the way up in the rubble belt. She says that they're waiting for me. If they see me try to come back, I know that they'll attack.
Where'd this costume I by chance have?
Top hat, monocle, mustache, pocket watch, suit.
How about Kane? I just go?
No.
No. That's not a no.
It's not a cano?
It's not a cano.
If we can provide proof that he's been cheating, then his challenges will all be voided.
How do we get that proof?
We have to find out what he's using. He's using something. I know that I saw magic.
Steroids.
Well, it was a blue.
Magic steroids.
So how far away is this place?
The rubble belt is on the north side of the city in district in precinct 4.
Okay.
And
there's a map actually. Where'd it go? Where'd
that in
map
the go box.
What's on the box?
So if you're looking at the map of Ravnica, loyal listeners.
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe.
Skarg is up here at the very north towards the center of the city.
Okay.
And you can see that all of this area to the north on the map is kind of torn down, ruinous, like old Rome looking.
Is that why it's called
old Greek and old Grecian looking ruins? And that's part of the rubble belt that the Gruul clan have inhabited, and they're trying to, like I said, knock down all vestiges of civilization.
Okay.
And every now and then they try and expand the rubble belt a little bit, and people don't like that.
And where are we right now?
We're down here.
Three?
Yep.
A lot of walking to do.
10th District Plaza.
There you are.
Excellent.
So you can get up there from the south.
Yeah.
She says that you'll have to be careful. They will be waiting for you.
They'll be waiting for you?
Us? They'll be waiting for me.
Okay.
But they'll be there watching, and I don't know what they'll do if they see a couple of Boros guards and the...
Oh, I've got a good disguise.
How about just the Izzet and Gruul guy?
Just the Izzet and Gruul guy.
I've come. This guy, he's been helping you. Wait.
Why have I been helping him?
No, it's just like, so we take you, pretend like you've been helping him, and then he's like,
let's do this. Why don't you make a history check, see if you can think of any other ways in. Alex, I don't know that anybody...
Just Yarvin?
You guys,
like, what if I've traveled a bunch?
Like, what would it be?
Around Ravnica.
Yeah, just your intelligence.
18.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
Hmm.
You think that you might be able to, like when you were a kid, you snuck in and out through maybe some old cracks in the wall that lead off to the east, which is the Slesnian conclave up over here.
Okay.
Lots of foresty stuff. But then there's a big wall, and you remember a crack that maybe goes underneath the Transguild Promenade, and you could try and sneak back in through there.
Is he too big for that now?
I don't know. We'll have to find out.
I mean, there's two. There's a dwarf and a goblin, so.
Hmm. We got.
You're going to feel a stab when you sleep tonight.
I'm going to sleep away from you tonight.
Oh, there's no sleeping away.
Let's make our way that way then.
All right, you head up the promenade and then hop off it and start walking through Precinct 3, which is very lush and green. Lots of parks, lots of trees and forest and things. Obviously missing from it is the grand tree that was there before. And so the skyline looks a little empty as you look off to the east. But you make your way up to where you think you remember going through. And what did you roll? You rolled an 18?
Mm-hmm.
So you get up there to the a break where you can kind of jump down the wall onto the other side, and you can see, looking down, it's just a mess down there. It's all rocks and torn up buildings and rubble everywhere. And you suddenly have another memory. Oh, yeah. Seems like there were a lot of traps along this way.
You couldn't have remembered that earlier.
No.
Do you want to try
I don't think the Slesnians wanted people sneaking through here.
Yeah. If they didn't want us to sneak through, then maybe you should put guards or something.
Or traps.
Do you think Yarvin can
remember where all the traps were? Are you willing to risk it?
Make a performance check.
A performance check.
An animal handling
just
check.
Just dance across.
Oh, okay. I'll intimidate the traps.
You'll intimidate the traps. Good idea.
Edible handle them.
And then as you've been walking, I also need you guys to make a perception check.
Well, like someone's I got a 16 for remembering where the traps were.
I know, that's good.
Yeah, 15.
I need perception. 19.
Perception.
So close.
18.
23. Oh, nice.
I don't get any pluses.
You don't get any bonuses.
18.
Pluses, not bonuses.
I am the best at looking around. 23.
Okay.
I'm the second best.
You see a couple of times somebody in some tattered druid robes in the crowds. Every now and then you look back and you see somebody you think you might be being followed.
I'm kind of certain we're being followed.
Only
hey, guys, don't look behind us, but I think we're being followed.
Looks behind us.
Do you want to do anything about that before you go in, or do you want to wait?
Do you think we can mess them up, guys?
Yeah.
I'm going to go back and
make him walk into a trap.
Yeah, we'll find the guy.
Okay, you want to try and find him before you go into the Yarvin's path of trap death?
I got a 16 for it.
Just walk up to say, hey, how was your day?
We can use a person of trap finding.
Hey, do you know where the traps are? No. Punch. Well, you're no use to us now.
So what do you want to do to try and catch him?
Can you catapult me behind
him?
I still can't catapult you, all right?
Okay, so we go two ways.
Are there alleyways to the side of us?
So much alleyways. You're walking through parks and streets, so you might be able to hide behind a tree or something, or...
We could go in a broken...
slip off down a side path or something. Go ahead.
We could all go one direction and then go hide behind something, and when he passes, then we go back.
Okay. Do you want to split up?
I don't know.
Do you even know what he looks like?
Is rolling a 19 good enough to know what he looks like?
BJ was the only one that spotted him, so he would have to tell you.
You had to get over a 20 to spot him.
But if you're planning on... I'm ambushing him. Maybe it'd be a good thing to describe him to the people that are helping you.
Okay, there's a guy, druid-looking guy in tattered clothes following us.
So if we're splitting up...
I say...
Do we do,
Turden...
Rochambeau.
I say Turden and...
Turden?
Turden. Turden.
This is getting worse and worse.
Okay.
Hey, Turden.
Now Turden.
Right. So, Turlin.
Turlin.
You got it.
You're right. Turlin and Skylar and...
Fifaline?
Fifaline's with us?
Zoff.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot Fifaline.
If you guys aren't going in the front, if you're not going through the main alleyway to get to the rubble belt, then Fifaline could come with you, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. We should go with
Fifaline. Okay. So she can point out where we're going, you know.
And then Fifaline.
And this is where all the traps are.
Yeah.
We don't need Fifaline, right?
Skylar walks in just to see how good he is.
I'm so good. Who wants Fifaline?
I guess.
Yeah, she'll come with us.
To go okay. with the uncle.
Okay, so.
Uncle.
Yarvin, Turlin, and Fifaline are walking forward. And Skylar and Zophius are.
Yeah, so Skylar, Turlin, and Fifaline
are still walking forward.
Yeah.
These two are going
to. Yarvin and Zophius are going to try and slip off to the side somehow?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, make a stealth check then.
Great.
Why'd you guys send me this way?
You volunteered.
19.
Not you. You're going forward.
Oh, I'm good.
16.
You want to be the opposite of stealthy. right?
All right.
Wait, so I have to be stealthy, right?
Yes.
10.
Oh, sick.
No, your first one.
No, I'm supposed to be the opposite of stealthy.
No, we are.
Yeah.
No, you're with...
No.
Why did we choose the Minotaur?
I know.
I'm not sure why you picked the Minotaur to hide.
Well, yeah, that's what I was saying.
Well, like, he's with... I don't know. Okay, let's rearrange the groups.
No, it's fine. No.
What did you roll, Alex?
16.
Oh, okay.
I rolled a 19. I'm stealthier. Why don't we go... It's obvious.
23.
Good job. All right, you two slip off to the side.
No, you guys are fine. Clip, clop, clip.
Now if I start rolling, they won't hear me. Bang.
You're just gonna run into a bunch of stuff.
Bang. Ow.
So as the trail that you're following kind of bends off to the left, you guys kind of jump off of it and hide in some bushes for a second.
Hey, the Minotaur and the tiny goblin are gone.
You can see this person following you now, and he comes up just walking past you. He's a human, and like I said, dressed kind of like a druid. But definitely, as he gets closer now, you can see that he's a gruel druid. He's got bones, got a bone necklace, and he's got big antler, big tusk horns, and like antlers and tusks, like just random stuff on his hat. And
the usual gruel.
Has a giant staff that, instead of just being a normal like walking staff, has a huge spiked part at the end of it.
Okay. Do you know? I guess I can't. I'm not next to him. I can't ask him.
I don't.
So, Yavin, you recognize him as being from the Gore clan. And of all the clans, the Gore carry out the most frequent and savage assaults on Ravnica's citizens. So. And they're known for forging encampments really close to heavily populated districts and then trying to create, like I said before, trying to expand the Rebel Belt a little bit more.
So... It's obvious. How do you want to handle this?
We jump him.
Okay.
With a shank and a shank.
Do we see if he has any money, or should we ask for questions? Ask him questions.
Ask four questions.
What money? There's no money on the body.
Oh, dang. Give me the money.
You guys haven't even attacked him.
You're arguing over the money. You guys are already good. Money. They're so confident that they're going to kill him that they're already arguing over who gets the money.
Fine. We will...
How good is my sleight of hand?
You're pickpocketing him now?
No, why don't we just take him out?
Pickpocketing garbage.
Okay,
so he's coming up. He's rounding the corner. And he can see... You guys can see the other three walking up ahead on the trail. But if he gets any closer, he's going to notice that the two of you are missing. What do you want to do?
Jump him, ask questions, steal money.
What money?
All right, dang. So step one, jump him.
Jump him.
Okay. You should probably
start
with
step one. We'll find out what happens next time. That's a good place to pause.
Oh, man. Fine. Okay.
Okay.
Well, good night.
Let me put some notes down where everybody's at. So Yarvin and Zophius are together. We have Skylar and Fifflin and Turlin.
Turlin, sorry. Why is your name so hard to pronounce?
I don't know.
It shouldn't be.
Minotaurs can't say L's very well.
So. What do you mean?
It's like little kids.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, thanks for sticking around. Today we've got Alex with us. Hi, Alex.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. It's going really good. Okay. So with Alex, what I wanted to do was talk about Yarvin and what he believes in and maybe why he believes some of the things he does. That way I understand better how to help Yarvin grow and how to help give him good, exciting challenges as we go. Does that sound good?
Okay, cool.
Okay. So a couple episodes ago, we ran across that guy on the bridge. Do you remember him?
The Orzhov guy, right?
Yeah, the Orzhov guy. That's right. And what was interesting about him was that at first you guys were all against him and wanted to take him down, right? Because he was being mean. But then as soon as he wasn't in a position to defend himself, all of a sudden you didn't want to hurt him anymore. Or you didn't want Yarvin to hurt him anymore, right?
Yeah.
So why would Yarvin, help me understand why Yarvin, who's supposed to be all survival of the fittest and he's this tough gladiator and fights people, why he wouldn't want to get some revenge on this guy or, you know, take him down a peg or two for what he did to everybody.
So for this particular Orzhov guy, like, he did make it so they had to pay to get across the bridge, but Yarvin, he has standards, and he didn't feel like they needed to, like, beat him up or, like, anything like that, because he doesn't think that people have to, like, if they can't defend themselves and they can't do anything, Yarvin thinks that not to fight them.
So he's interested in a fair fight. That's why he's a gladiator, maybe?
Yeah.
So what is it about Yarvin that made him that way?
I think when I made Yarvin, I wanted him to, like, fair fight, like, those kind of things. But I also thought that he would have, like, bad past as a child, or, like, and he couldn't do anything about it, or, like, his friends or someone, like, they were hurt and they couldn't do anything about it. So I think Yarvin thinks that if they can't do anything about it, then they probably don't deserve it.
Oh, okay. So he's not about picking on people who can't defend themselves.
No.
Because of what happened to him when he was a kid.
Yeah. What happened to people he knew. I haven't exactly figured out what it is, but
okay,
something along those lines.
No, that sounds great. I think that it's wonderful to have a character who's, you know, trying to fit in with something or be something, but also has a little bit of his past that's keeping him from doing that all the way. And in this case, that'll provide some excellent chances for me to do some good storytelling with Yarvin. I like that a lot. Great. Well, thanks for sharing that with me. All right. Well, thanks, everybody. Thanks for listening again. We appreciate you. We appreciate those who look us up on Twitter and on Instagram at Dads and Dragons. And we also appreciate everybody who leaves reviews for us on wherever you get your podcast from. I have a lot of fun making these with the kids. Alex, you have fun?
Yeah.
Good. Well, we look forward to seeing you next time on Dads and Dragons. Say bye, Alex.
Bye.